FHE, trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. The Only Mormon in Class, by Ashley Sherman. In social studies, we were talking about different kinds of religions and churches. It seemed like everybody was really mixed up about Christian beliefs. A boy asked the teacher how a Mormon can be a Christian. The teacher asked if there were any Mormons in the class who could answer the question. I wasn't afraid to raise my hand, even though I knew that I was the only church member in the class. I said, "A Mormon is a type of Christian." Then a girl asked, "Did Jesus die for our sins or for something else?" I said, "Jesus suffered for our sins before he was crucified, and he died so that we could be resurrected." Another boy said, "My priest told me that Mormons don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God." I said, "That isn't true. We do believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is the Savior." Then all the other kids had questions. The teacher did say that LDS stands for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That was the first time that I was able to answer all the questions with ease. I was happy to have had a chance to share the gospel with others. I hope that someday they will feel the Holy Ghost near and understand what I told them. Ashley Sherman, age 11, is a member of the Grand Junction 5th Ward, Grand Junction, Colorado West Stake. Helping Svita, by Ammon Knopp. I have a friend named Svita who lives in Russia. She lives in a shelter because she doesn't have a mom or a dad who can take care of her. My family is helping her so that she doesn't have to live on the streets. I decided that I wanted to help her too. So I decided to sell lemonade and send the money to Svita so she could stay in the shelter. With my family's help, I made a sign and made fresh lemonade to sell to our neighbors. Before I set up my stand, I prayed that I could sell a lot of lemonade to help Svita. I stood on the corner next to my stand and waved at cars as they went by. When people stopped, I told them about Svita and how I was trying to help her. People were so nice. They gave me extra money to send to Svita. I sold all my lemonade in less than an hour, and I had to make more. Even though I got hot standing in the sun, I was very happy that I could help my friend. Ammon Knapp, age 5, is a member of the Beacon Hill Ward, Beaverton, Oregon West Stake. Giving Emily My Candy, by Sierra Pugh. Our cleanup person at school wanted to give us a treat for being nice. She put little bags of candies in our mailboxes, where we put our things to take home. Our teacher, Mrs. Richardson, showed us how to reach all the way to the back to make sure that we have all of our papers and things. When Emily reached all the way back, she couldn't find any candy, and she was sad. She told everyone that she didn't have any candy, but no one else shared. I said, "I'll give you my candy." She said, "Thank you." I felt good inside because I did the right thing. Mrs. Richardson told my mom what I did because she thought it was really nice. My mom was very happy to know that I am trying to be like Jesus at school. Sierra Pugh, age 5, is a member of the Toledo 2nd Ward, Toledo, Ohio Stake. Drugs Are Bad for You, by Becky Kimball. On a warm summer evening, my son Paul was playing with friends near our home. Nearby was a group of teenagers. One of the teenagers started smoking something bad. She called to Paul, "Hey, do you want to try this?" Paul remembered what he had learned at school and primary and from his parents. He looked right into the girl's eyes and said, "No, drugs are bad for you." The girl took the drug out of her mouth, threw it on the ground, and crushed it with her shoe. Later, Paul curled up on my lap and told me about it. I am grateful that Paul has been taught that drugs are bad for the body, and that he had the courage to try to be like Jesus Christ and obey his commandments. Paul Kimball is 6 and is a member of the River Oaks 4th Ward, River Oaks, Utah Stake. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus. Friends in the News.